feel. I'm still very loyal to our country. I think it's a wonderful country, and our children don't seem to feel that way. I guess they get it in college or the way they're taught. But I feel that we're in Vietnam because we have to be. And we can't pull out like the kids in the college want us to. They have no background, no knowledge. They're very ignorant about what this country's made up of. And here they're trying to tell us to stop the war and do this and that. We blame, John and I blame, and I don't always say John either, because he feels very much like I do, but I blame the newspaper media, the television and news reports. They pick these kids up and make them feel that they're doing something great and wonderful, and they incite all this disturbance, and the kids think that they've got something going. And of course, you know, every youngster is a know-it-all. Everybody else is dumb but him. And I think these kids are too wet behind the ears to make decisions like this. I feel very strongly, too much so. So much so, I might add, that I quit reading the papers because it's just so full of all this dissension and rabble-rousing. And we're so satiated with it that you just feel that you can't take any more of this negation when you know it's not necessary at all. If the people who are writing and would take the responsibility of their jobs and not incite all this trouble and concentrate on things that are good, such as what you boys are doing in Vietnam, instead of trying to cause so much trouble, you'd be able to take it. But don't lose heart, my dear, because there are many, many thousands and thousands of people like me and John who feel as we do, and feel that right is right and wrong is wrong. And you hear all this stuff. We do too. But you have to have faith in what is right and stick to it, and don't be swayed by all the negation. The commies said they would come in and undermine our society. And they started right in the universities first. Now they're in the high schools and even in the junior colleges. So these are things that we have to watch out. It's an insidious thing. Although the children, the young people, will laugh at you if you say this is commie-inspired. But you know darn well, because we've had the experience, we've seen it before, and we know how it works. But we have faith. They don't make a little mark with all their riots and things, and the trouble they've caused in the universities. Now the leaders have decided that it's a waste of time. They missed out on their studies. They haven't accomplished a thing. They thought they'd get into politics and sway us in politics. It didn't even make a ripple. So these youngsters feel that they don't have the power that they thought they had through the news media, you see. And in the last year or so, things are quieting down and we don't have quite so much trouble. But there are a great many of the young people who have dropped out of society and just live off of the garbage of the affluent. But they'll soon learn that this is getting them nowhere, and we'll see how it works. This is a pendulum. It swings one way extremely and then another. But you have to have faith. The only way you can have faith is through knowledge. And you and I know that right is right and wrong is wrong. Just barely going to mention the melee situation. When it first started, we all felt this is war. People over here in their ivory castles are sitting here without much to do and criticizing and condemning. They have no idea what's going on over there. They can only think of their selfish little important people themselves and what a big splash they're going to make in making all this to-do. But when it turned out to be such a fracas, and it seems so unfair to these young men, of course, they did kill people, but they were told to, and we have no idea what the situation was over there. We should know, because it's certainly been published enough, but still we can't comprehend it quite. That how insidious these little communities are, and our boys walk right into them, and you see their buddies getting killed just because they were stupid enough to believe that they had feelings like we did, and or we do, or we think we do. And there was just far too much publicity about it, and then an awful lot of letting somebody else take the blame, I think, as far as the army was concerned. But that's neither here nor there. They have to protect themselves. So it turned out rather interesting, don't you think? And here's, to me, is another example of what's right works out. I don't say that it was right for them to kill a whole community if they did, but I still think there are many extenuating circumstances in war, and there are always people being killed in war. So I'm not very knowledgeable about this, but I feel very strongly about that one particular thing. I thought it was, the whole thing was ridiculous. A person can begin to feel so strongly about these outside things, and of course, as readers, we're satiated with so much evil. I quit reading the papers and quit listening to the news. It's like an ostrich burying his head in the sand. Of course, I read Time, and I can get enough of it. And I decided to concentrate on 16th century history, believe it or not, and I've read tomes, I've read volumes of what happened during Queen Elizabeth's time and Queen Mary of Scots. And if you think we have it bad, you should really delve back into that era. It's just hardly believable that people could behave in such a way. But anyway, it takes your mind off the sordidness of the things that are going on, and especially when you feel so helpless and can't do a thing about it. You must maintain your own peace of mind, or you'd go out of your you just go off the deep end. So this, I think, is a trick, is to be able to disassociate yourself for a while and rest mentally and not allow the thing become too much, because I think there is just about, there is a limit to what people can take, and unless you're a very strong person and very knowledgeable and know what's going on all around, it's hard to understand all these things. So you have to be fair to yourself and give yourself a break. I'm extremely limited because I just don't have the kind of mentality that understands all these things. But I feel very deeply, and I'm really hurt about the things that are happening to our country. But I still maintain that I think the principles of our country are great. They were founded by some very great men, and it looks like we are being undermined, but then when it comes right down to actually being tried, it doesn't always turn out that way. You look at different elections and things, and the people are still speaking. And so until we have more proof that our United States is not founded on the strength that we think it is, I think it's best for us to just carry on and do the best we can and try to encourage people to feel the same way. And I was so delighted with your idea of, people talk about love, but there's very little dispensing of love. And it seems now that people are so selfish, you seldom see them do loving things for each other, except when I was in Colorado I saw that, but you don't see it here in the city. And I think that's one of the things that inspires me to get out of the city, and why I'm looking forward to being up in Sonoma, a small community that is just rural and simple. Well, my only contact with the family is through Mom. She writes and tells me what happens to you, and tells me what happens to Lorraine, and what she hears from Phyllis, and the rest of the other family in Colorado. So you can imagine how delightful it was for me to renew all the old acquaintances that I had with Aunt Station, Uncle Bob, were always my favorite. And because I knew them the best. And of course, that family is really something. It's something we don't experience in a big city. We live next door to our neighbors for 33 years, and I've been in her house once, and across the street the same way. We're friendly, but not like they are in Colorado. They know everybody. It's a little different. So it was a wonderful experience to see that spirit still exists. And I think we've missed it living here in San Francisco, which is so cosmopolitan and still very distant. But of course, we've been working hard, and John and I have worked ever since we've been married. And now is our time to take it easy, we hope. I'm looking forward to it. And John is looking forward to it so much, when you can come and have a few days to come and play golf, and we can spend some good times together. Now, I was really inspired by your tape. I thought that you put a great deal of time and thought, and to be able to express yourself in such a way, I think think that's wonderful. So many of us have feelings of love, but and give the other fellow his due, but seldom take the time or have the opportunity really to sit down and express yourself that, and really tell someone that you love them and that they've done something for you in your life. And I think that meant a great deal to Dad. I don't know how he feels about us kids, but I always had, just like every other parent, you never do enough. A parent says, where did I go wrong, and what more could I have done, and could I have helped this one this way, and they have those constant thoughts. I guess we could never do enough. And I felt that Dad realized he didn't do enough for us kids, but in a slight way, this made him feel better. This told him that he did, and he did do a lot. He's passed an awful lot on to me, and I love Dad very much. I'm so glad that you're able to do the thing that you want to do, and it's so wonderful to have Florence with you close. And you've been so fortunate to have a gal like Flossie. She's always been there when you needed her, and such a wonderful wife. You know, there are lots of people that just don't have that kind of love, and you and I have something to be very grateful for. So goodbye, my dears, and we'll look forward to having you call us if you come through San Francisco, or let us know when you're there, and we'll look forward to those happy times we're going to have when all this is over.